Well, my daddy, he was up in here, but he took over. Guess what happened?
What's that?
He got up. I'll say the first time in my life, and I was wrong. John Lee was wrong. He graduated from Emory. Daddy, you bet you. He took over. He picked up Pope. Well, Pope, we ready to go with each other. He said, "One of you damn fools, move and knock your head off." I never in my life saw my daddy mad. And he had. Well, he just paralyzed. Here you are, grown, fighting like a couple of damn dogs at the table. Well, my mother fainted and all that thing. Her laying down on the floor. He said, "Why are you moving? Knock your damn head off." And the man, I knew he meant it. I'd heard about when he was a kid at high time. The first time in my life I ever saw him. And you're talking about two dudes that broke. We did.
Well, yes, well, yes.
Now, wait just a minute. And, he says, "You ain't going nowhere. Neither one of you." He marched us up to our room and locked us up in our room and took the key out. He says, "Now, if one of you a damn fool enough to drop 18 feet, you can get out." You know what time he come open that door the next morning? When the morning train came at 9 o'clock. And you're talking about two dudes that been subdued. Well, our girls was calling them, but he says, "I don't know where they are." And that wasn't that something for a bunch of grown, civilized kids? Well, I found out one thing, that my daddy had a temper.
I'll tell another one.
Oh, we told him, he's got questions.
Oh.
Devil, I shouldn't have told him.
Why don't we get back to the table? That's a good story.
Well, you know, it's true. But he did what he would have. But you know, well, I was 22 years old. John Lee was 20. But I'd heard about my daddy's temper.
You found out.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, I was a wrong man when I found it out. But I had sense of having that baby brother. He knew if he just moved the muscle, my daddy would have whacked us over the head with that damn little poker. He meant what he said. And you know, from that on, I don't think we ever had another course. Learned
the lesson.
Well, I did, and John Lee did too. But, I'm not reaching out. But, when Aunt Anna said they don't ever have it, busted their
cotton
picking wire.
It's there, isn't it?
But I always believe that my dad said, "Keep the dirty linen in the house." Now you go ahead and ask me a question.
Well, we were there at the table serving potatoes. And, you know, you told the guest or the other person to help himself, and so you might say, he went ahead and did what? And then you might say, if you decide for yourself not to eat something, you just might say, "Well, I don't
care."
Now, if food has been cooked and it's served a second time, you say it has been
around before. That passed before.
Okay, or if it's, say if it's gotten cold after you served it once, and you, what do you do to it when you serve it again? You say it's
warm
been...
Warm it up.
Okay. When you put food in your mouth, you begin to do what to it?
Chew it. But you're not supposed to smack your lips when you're done.
What do you call peas and beets and the like?
Peas and beets?
Uh-huh. All things like peas and beets and tomatoes and beans and...
all cooked together?
All together.
What
do you call all those things together there?
That's soup.
Vegetable
soup.
Okay. As vegetables, you grow them in a what?
In a garden.
Okay.